Hello, Bluesite. Big Pizza Man here. You see, yesterday I shot the hippo. This morning we went to retrieve it, and we couldn't find it. I'm not sure what happened. We shot it in a very deep channel. We had a bit of a current, but we did a grid search for a pretty big area, and even brought in a couple local fishermen to help us, and we couldn't find it. The hippo reacted really well to the shot. Pulled back in a typical fashion, like his legs went out from under him for a brain shot. But, and there was a couple crocs in the area. Yeah, there should have been, but again, we never found it. Water's real cold and very high. He might be hung up on something at the bottom. In the cold water, maybe he didn't float fast enough to rise. I'm not sure. We're going to check tomorrow. Although we did go out today, and this evening we're able to shoot another hippo. He's still in the water. We're going to take him out in the morning. We shot him right at last light. Again, this elephant hunt's kind of turned into a hippo, leopard, slash elephant hunt. We're trying to make everything happen in a short amount of time. We found some elephant signs today. We couldn't hunt them, but we tracked the area where we shot this hippo. And some really big bull tracks in an area that they've been eating, knocking quite a bit of the mulberry trees. So that was very interesting. The tracks are just amazing. I've seen some big brown bear tracks before that sent shivers up on my spine, but these elephants, you can put in them, roam around. Just amazing. But tomorrow's the day. Sometime tomorrow I'm going to run out to us. We have the Game Scout with us, and then we can begin the elephant hunt. The wind is turning cool in here, and the wind's quite steady. So Tim feels sure we should be able to take one in a couple of days. In the meantime, we'll retrieve the hippos and set up a bait. Probably 5 or 6 baits, actually. Nobody's hunted leopard here in quite a while. We're finding all kinds of leopard tracks, and the locals are complaining of the leopard problem. Of their livestock being eaten, so we're quite sure that we should get one right on bait in a hurry. There's also very little plains, which kind of makes the leopards want to come to the bait more than not so much food available. So this is going to be a very interesting hunt. Great time here in Zimbabwe. Out here in the country, we're not seeing the problems we're having in the city with the power outages and political problem, but quite a beautiful place. I feel very safe and comfortable. Again, the elephant hunt really should start tomorrow, and I'll keep you posted with that. Good night now. Bye.